What about a person who's sick that way? You say he's sick where?
Sick in the stomach?
Or, getting off on a more pleasant subject, say you were talking about a young boy courting a girl or something like that yesterday. What would he be referred to as? You say that he was her
boyfriend, or could say lover. I don't know that. Not unless it's mighty thick. I wouldn't want to call him a lover. It'd have to be mighty thick.
Yeah.
Suitor, a quarter, a boyfriend. Boyfriend would be probably. That's what these niggas call each other. They'd be living with them in the same house and have kids by them and still call them boyfriends.
Boyfriend.
Yeah, or girlfriends.
What would you call the girl you say she was his?
Paramour. A girlfriend. Girlfriend.
Maybe accurate.
Your girlfriend.
Or say it's a boy asked the girl to marry him, but she doesn't want him. You'd say she did what to him?
She rejected him, or she declined. Rejected, declined, or passed him up, passed him by. She disappointed him, or she did it wrong, or...
Or say, if she didn't turn him down, they went ahead and got married at the wedding ceremony. What do you call the man who stands up with the groom?
Best man.
And the woman who stands up with the bride?
Maid of honor.
I don't know if you've ever heard of this or not, but in some places, after the wedding, if the couple did go off on a trip, a lot of people would follow them back to the house,
yes,
and play tricks on them. I know, just make a lot of racket and all that kind of thing. Have you ever heard that referred to as anything particular?
Well, of course, all the weddings I've ever been around, they always light out and leave town. I sure did myself. I didn't stay around for any racket. I don't know what they'd call it. Now, all the weddings I know anything about, they went off on a honeymoon.
Have you ever heard of anything called a chivalry?
Chivalry? I didn't have.
Or say if a lot of young people got together and there was a band and some music, what you say they're having if they get around and move around on the floor?
Yeah.
Say they're having a...
Well, that Mexican word for it would be baile, B-A-I-L-E. Baile, that's a Mexican word for it. Americans sometimes they say, well, let's go to the baile. Or it's just a dance.
Isn't that this expression? Say, if a boy left home on the way to school,
yeah,
but he never got there on purpose, you say he did what?
Played hooky. Went truant. He became a truant. He played the truant, or he played hooky. Played truant.
And you say that people go to college to get an
education.
And when you're just beginning school, like right after kindergarten, you go into the.
First grade. A primary grade. Kindergarten is not even a primary grade. Primary education is a proper school itself. Kindergarten is preschool.
And these things that you have in the schoolroom, each child has his own individual
desk.
And the plural of that, you say the room is full of